Hey, made me yawn there. I don't know why. Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Let's bear down, Chicago Bears. This is Miles Tyler. Woo! Bears, woo!
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
26-0. The Bears have whipped ass.
Who are they playing?
The Green Bay Packers.
Oh, the Pack.
Yeah.
Such an unfortunate name, Packers.
Yeah.
I bet everybody, all the Bears fans call them the Fudge Packers or something, right?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that.
Or the Cheese Packers or something.
Right.
Well, I'm glad. Was that on the night or something?
Yesterday.
I don't follow any of that shit. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I do.
I know you have this pristine football card collection that you've got organized, you know, cross-referenced and everything. Would you like to see my Gale Sayers?
Right.
Would you like to see my...
I do have a Gale Sayers, actually.
Would you like to see my Vince McMahon from the Super Bowl Shuffle video?
Vince McMahon? Well, I think that's actually...
Oh, that's wrestling guy. What was his name?
I forgot already. You're going to hurt yourself. Never mind. You're going to hurt yourself.
What was his name? Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
There, I got it. Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon and The Undertaker.
Well, he's much more famous than the Jim McMahon, I can tell you
they
that.
They were the greatest Bears players. Hillbilly Jim, another great Bears player.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Dick the Bruiser, another great Bears player. Just give up.
Dick the Budkiss.
Yeah, just quit while you're ahead.
Well, I'm just talking about your super anal card collection that you got going on there.
Well, that's a different kind of collection, but yes.
You got them all in, like, sheet protectors so you can wipe your jizz off of them after you look at them or something.
Yeah.
When you're trading them, you have a little line, never stained by DNA.
Luminol all you
that's
want.
That's right.
Well, and
free Luminol lamp with purchase.
Yeah. We have a drink too.
Oh, jeez. Like, I was supposed to fucking know all this football bullshit about the Bears.
Don't hurt yourself, all
right? Right. Whatever.
Don't get all caught up.
All right, I won't.
Jeez. Yeah.
So, I was at work. Do you guys ever have, you know, like the birthday party kind of thing with the cake and all that stuff? Or
No,
okay. You don't have a big enough office, do you?
No.
Well, we had that, I guess it's been about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody is nice enough to make a cake. And we sit down and we have the cake, you know. But we had it from before. I never figured out. They always have these things in the morning, you know, with the cake and all, before lunch. And then, you know, you eat the cake, and then what are you supposed to do? It's lunchtime, you know. So anyway, so I ate the cake, and everything's going good. And then in the afternoon, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Intestinal distress.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it really was the cake or not, but I'm going to blame it on the cake.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to work, and as I've, you know, divulged here more than once, I am not real fond of using the, you know, doing number two at work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can get through this, you know what I mean? I'll make it. I won't have to do that. I won't have to go number two at work. I'll just make it to the afternoon.
You got to make the dirty bubble.
Oh, my God. It got to be cramping, you know?
Yeah.
And I was, like, in pain. And I'm like, I can't take it. It's going to be running down my leg here any minute. So I hustle it into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And someone's kindly enough, I really hadn't paid attention because I really don't, you know, take a big shit at work very often. But somebody put a nice little can of air freshener in there, which was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Right.
And so, which was, you know, very useful. I was spraying the shit out of that. So, I let loose, you know, with the fury of Katrina.
Uh-huh.
into the bowl the first round, and this was like a four flusher.
Oh.
And I am just, at the end of it, I was just like depleted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like General Ripper, you know.
Yeah.
From Doctor Strangelove, I lost a lot of bodily fluids.
Oh, nice.
Precious bodily fluids.
That's nice.
And and I'm like, oh God. And it just, you know, stunk to high heaven. Thank God nobody came in during all this, because it was just horrible. I can only imagine if people walked by and heard several flushes, you know what I mean? What the hell was going on? So then, I've got a bit of a, you know, I've got a bit of a weight variance, you know. So I have this belt that was fat, and I had, you know, a regular size belt, and I got thin, and I had to punch holes in it in order to keep wearing it.
Right.
And so now I was like, but I'm going back up, and so like I was one homemade hole up from the bottom.
Right.
And so, you know, I had to pretty well, this thing almost went like, you know, another quarter around me, this belt did, but I wasn't going to get a new one because I'm cheap. Right. And so I get all done with this horrible shit that I'm blaming on this birthday party cake, which I'm never going to eat any more of ever again.
Yeah.
No more homemade birthday cakes for me at work. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm swearing them off.
My daughter made it.
Yeah, the easy bake, you know, botulism birthday cake is not for me anymore.
Yeah, you're eating raw egg.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. What's in this icing, you know what I mean? Ugh.
Oh, my daughter made it. I don't know.
Yeah, boogers or something. I don't know what the hell. So.
Sawdust cake.
So I'm cinching up this too large belt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
After I'm, you know, pretty well drained.
Yeah.
And the buckle breaks and shoots across the stall. It starts pinging off the metal. Ping, 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 ping. And bouncing around on the floor making all this noise. Oh, my God.
Hey, hey, hey.
Exactly. And because of this weight variance, I got to wear a belt. I mean, for Christ's sake. I'm just this ball of mush. If I don't have a belt on, it's just horrible.
What you going to do with my boy?
Hey, my man. So, I'm like, fuck! I'm standing there with, like, this belt that can't buckle now, because the buckle's broken. I mean, it hit the side of the door, like, bang! You know? It was like one of those cymbals crashing on Scooby-Doo's head or something. And I'm like, fuck. So.
You're like school in summer.
Yeah.
No class.
No class. Okay, Rudy. And
I'll
so.
Up, Bob.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh. And I was so pissed, and I normally wouldn't do this. I threw the belt away in the garbage in the bathroom. So fucking, and then I just had to hold my pants up the rest of the day with my fingers. It was only a few couple hours. I tried to stay in my office, but my fucking pants kept falling down.
It had to look like Riverdance.
Exactly, yeah, I was looking like, you know, I was looking like a
Flatley.
Drunk John Goodman or something is what I was looking like. Hey, Roseanne. So, needless to say, I was hoping I was, you know, luckily this didn't happen. I was like, I was going to walk out. Somebody's going to walk in, smell the, you know, shit-flavored air freshener that was sprayed everywhere, and find a belt in the garbage and wonder what the fuck I was doing in here. I was trying to pull a Michael Hutchins or something. I don't know.
Defecate.
That's right. Yeah, really. Weight too great for your belt. Belt's gonna break. Can't suffocate. Yeah.
belt disintegrate.
Yeah, exactly. But man, that thing just shot around like a fucking pinball.
He shot too late.
Yeah, I shat all right. My God. Oh, but anyway, I think every time I take a big crap at work, it becomes a story like this. So.
Oh,
I'm sorry if you've heard something similar, but the belt breaking was a whole new thing. So.
Oh man.
Yeah. So that's been my thing here. No, I'm swearing off the birthday cake. I don't care how old you are. You're retiring, whatever.
And the homemade belt.
Ooh. Well, I wish I had a homemade belt. I would have longed for a Jethro Bodine rope belt, for Christ's sake. At least that wouldn't have broke. Possibly made of some kind of marine nylon, so, you know.
Oh, man.
Stretches a little, gives a little bit.
Oh, man.
So, I'm glad you're enjoying this.
I am. Hey, Bob, the Goodyear blimp was flying over and this fell off.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody grab that bow line, for Christ's sake.
You might want to use this to cinch up those pants.
I should have walked down to the mailroom. When I worked at UPS a long time ago, if your pants wouldn't stay up, you just got a tape gun and you'd basically tape them to your shirt. That was how we did it. That's how we did it at the hub, goddammit. We just used the UPS tape and taped our pants to our shirt so they wouldn't fall down. Yeah. Or we just let them fall down. There was just a lot of weirdness there, I'll tell you that.
Ugh.
So what's going on with you?
Wow. I know I can't even top that. Jeez.
I don't know why people pay for those high colonics and everything, man. Just eat some birthday cake at a party. And, you know.
Man, some homemade birthday cake.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah. I'm just glad nobody else came running in pounding on the door. Hurry the fuck up, I ate the cake too. Got my colon.
Chocolate X-Lax probably in the cake or something.
It could have been. That's what it felt like.
Question, like, was anyone else eating the cake besides you?
Everybody had some cake. I won't eat it unless everybody else is eating it, that's for sure.
Like, everyone was just kind of looking at you first, like, you know. Like,
no,
Oh, that'd have been funny. They would have tricked you.
No. I'm very wary of all that. I wait. Everybody else takes bites first. They just think I'm polite, but I'm really just paranoid as all get out.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I lost a belt. I still got to buy one. I'm wearing this old dress belt now, so.
Oh, man.
I need, like, an everyday belt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They just don't make them like they used to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Jeez, I'm afraid to go now, man. I don't have anything compared to that. I was going to talk about the evils of smoking, but I don't know if I want to go into it now or not.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear about the evils of smoking.
So I'm at Casey's.
Oh, getting your pizza, right?
The world's greatest
convenience store,
/ convenience store.
Did you ever have any of those homemade donuts they make there? I was wondering.
All the time.
As good as the Krispy Kremes or no?
I don't eat Krispy Kremes.
You don't eat those? You only eat the Casey's?
No. Yeah.
They call them Casey Kremes because that kind of sounds dirty, you know what I mean?
I would think so. That's a movie I saw once, but that's a different...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's a... young lady in front of me checking out.
Yeah, oh yeah. Were you checking her out? Was that the deal?
I was, because she was in a McDonald's uniform, and you know how damn sexy those are.
Maybe to you, you're like, if I could do her, I could get free big breakfast.
You're giving me a semi. I'm telling you right now.
That's why they call it a chub of meat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You want to see the quarter pounder?
There you go. Yeah, I never, you know, I worked at McDonald's, and I don't think I really found them that sexy.
No, they're not.
Okay. They're not. And I worked at McDonald's during the polyester days, so.
Yeah.
They have cotton now. They made the switch to cotton while I was there, so.
There you go. Because it breathes.
The only thing I found sexy is whenever I get somebody, you know, to do something with me at McDonald's. That was all right. So.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, go ahead.
There we go. So she's checking out, and she's got a piece of pizza, Casey's Pizza, which I love.
Oh, yeah, you love the pizza.
And a carton of cigarettes.
Nothing to drink, huh?
Nothing to drink. And she's, like, digging through everything she can to find any kind of money she can.
And she was probably going to put back the slice, right?
Yeah. And
if she didn't have enough.
He steals my story, yes.
Oh, sorry.
it's not much of a story. No, the lady, you know, the cashier's like, "Well, I'm sorry, hon, but you ain't got..."
Sorry, you're about 37 cents short.
Yep. Grabs that piece of pizza, and that goes back into the display case.
Man. Oh, great. And then somebody else has got to get that gnarly nicotine-laced pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
And
off she went. Off she went.
That little dirty whore.
Yeah, little bitch.
Smoke. See, now the weird thing is, let me get this. I don't smoke, and I've never smoking habit. So
I don't either. I'm not really down on people that smoke. I don't give a shit. You know?
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't care either. I don't really. You know,
I'm not really into that whole debate thing. I don't give a shit. But.
And I really don't. You know, whatever people want to do, it's fine. But I don't get why it seems like the people that work at McDonald's are the people who smoke.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And then this habit costs so much money. I mean, they got to work like 3 fucking hours or more to get a pack of cigarettes or something. It's just crazy.
I know. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make any sense. They'd be better off drinking, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because it costs about, you know, comparable. But for me, I always got more out of drinking than I ever did when I tried to smoke, so.
What I don't get, there's so many frickin' choices. It's like, you want to get checked out, you know, you're standing in line, and someone wants to get cigarettes, which is no big deal, but then it's like, you want the soft pack, or the box, or the carton, or what do you want? And like, the one person always wants the one, but it takes them like 10 minutes to find, you know, it's like, I'll have the, give me the Ultra Cools 100, Lotar in a box. No, not the green, the blue one. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Oh, I'm colorblind. Oh, sorry. But no, it's like, you know, it takes them like 10 minutes to find. There's like 100 different variations of it. You know?
I never understood that. I'm not a smoker, so maybe somebody can ride us or something.
This should be
that.
Like Russia or something with just one brand.
I had a friend that smoked, and he always bought the generics.
Why don't we just have one brand? That's it. That's all you get.
What are you, commie? Come on.
The same thing with lottery tickets, okay, people? One freaking type. You don't get a choice. It's just one freaking type.
Give me... It's got the sailboats on it.
Give me 3 of the pot pie. 2 of the I Love Lucy's.
Oh, my goodness. You buy a lot of lottery tickets, evidently.
I'll get 4 of the shittin' rich type. I mean, okay, at a convenience store, it's going to be one type of everything. I'm sorry, but one type of cigarettes, one type of lotto.
Then they only have one type of Casey's pizza. What would you do then?
Well, let's not get crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's something I can get, though. I can help myself to the pizza.
Oh, I know. They got to keep all the cigarettes.
I have to ask for help. You know, I don't have to ask for help to get a piece of pizza. Oh,
at the Casey's, when you get a porno mag, can you get the porno mag yourself, or do you got to ask them?
Well, I've asked. They don't have it. I've tried.
Oh, yeah. Because I know some places keep them behind the counter, and other places keep them up high or something. It's like,
I haven't really got a porno mag or anything like that.
Well, with the internet, you really don't need them anymore. I was just curious. No.
With all the porn you send me, I don't really need anything anymore. But so I'm not down on smoking. So all you people that smoke, because I know a lot of foreign people listen to this. I know a lot of you smoke.
Hey, whatever.
And all you Americans, too. I don't care.
Well, that's just like anything else. You know, come on. Know what you want when you get to the counter.
This
man.
Is America. You get one choice, and that's it. Come
on.
Oh,
come on.
No, that's my America.
I want a part of the one choice party. I want the one choice America, please.
That's right. That's right.
I'll have
a lottery ticket. You don't get your choice.
You get beer, which is called beer.
For the rest of us that would like to check out on the same day they came into the store.
Oh, you know, see, that if you're a true American, you take that opportunity to eat one of your slices and then only pay for one whenever you checked out.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That'd be rude.
You're not going to take that, young lady. You're just going to take the cigarettes because I'll take care of that for you there. Huh?
I'll buy the pizza, but, well, I hate to say what I'd like in return.
I don't. If she worked at McDonald's, why the hell does she just eat McDonald's? I always got
she
free
just,
stuff.
Like, steal a hamburger at McDonald's.
That's what I used to do, man. What are you kidding?
Well, look at you, Christ. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well.
Bear McRib, man. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the buckle's not holding, so.
When the buckle breaks, mama, you got to go.
Woohoo!